was, oh, it matters most to you. That's why I stand for the flag and I kneel at the cross. Lord, for the friends I have loved and lost, it has to be me. God be just, and the freedom of our fathers granted us.
Welcome to We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen on Eternal Affairs Media. Hello, I'm your host, Dan. Today is June 17th, 2022. We'll get everyone caught up with current events over the last couple of weeks. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program, and I, as always, will start out with a prayer. To our Father God Almighty, we humbly submit ourselves and this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families, and this great nation of America. May you, God, touch and be with every listener right now, where they are, as they tune into this show. God bless each and every one of them. Thank you, and we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll hopefully get everyone caught up here with the news. This is a 30-minute show that covers the news. What I like to do is strip out the fake news so you don't have to cover the events in the news that were in the news that shouldn't have been, that were more than likely distractions, and cover items in the news that should have been that weren't. In other words, censored out. Propaganda is heavy here in the United States, and I'm trying to curb that by shows like this so listeners know what's really going on. Starting off, the Minnesota governor race is heating up. Now, I'm not big into politics, but if you want to watch the Minnesota governor race, there is the Republican side is Dr. Scott Jensen, a family doctor, very vocal about the COVID scam, has now won the spot to take on the incumbent in Minnesota, Governor Walz, Democrat. Yeah. Now, Scott Jensen's got a lot of enemies, of course, now because he's been preaching the truth on COVID. He's been a general practitioner doctor for many, many years and knows what's going on and sees this happening. He's also a former state senator. So this could get interesting. Now, the running mate that he picked is former NFL center Matt Burke, played with the Vikings. And so he's a former Harvard college grad from Harvard, NFL offensive lineman for many years, both with the Vikings and the Baltimore Ravens. They're running on the Republican side ticket as a truth seekers for basically trying to wake up folks that are out there. Minnesota is in a heavy crunch with Democrat and deep state run Walz. Attorney General is corrupt. We've got Ilhan Omar in Minnesota here. This show here that I'm speaking from is in Minnesota, so I'm trying to get a pulse on the Minnesota politics here. And this could be very interesting if Scott Jensen wins. He's very vocal on Twitter as well, a very good presence on Twitter, and showing from the very beginning how this is not the way to go about a pandemic. He questions it if it's even a legitimate thing or not, because that's not what you would do. Any of these emergency steps is not what you would do in a pandemic. So that'd be a good one to follow. The WHO, the WHO World Health Organization's agenda for the next 10 years, called The Plan. Well, it's been exposed that from the year 2020 to the year 2030, it's supposed to be run by infectious diseases. And infectious diseases are supposed to become normal in the WHO's plan for the next 10 years. Now, this is very interesting because this is exactly what we're seeing. We've got the COVID. We've got all these variations of the Omicron, the Delta. Now we've got monkeypox. We've got all these infectious diseases. And if you look into their plan, I think what they're trying to do is flood the population, flood the globe over the next 10 years with all sorts of varieties of infectious diseases. And remember, they're part of that deep state cabal, that's the same group that's trying to push for push for depopulation. And so that's, remember, these guys are all working hand in glove. It's just so bizarre. But infectious diseases are going to be the name of the game for the next 10 years, according to the WHO. Now, Dan Crenshaw made the news. Republican. This was back on May 24th. I wanted to make this clear. May 24th, he traveled to the Ukraine and met with Zelensky. He's a Republican, represents the state of Texas. I'm not sure why he's going to the Ukraine, but he did that and made that trip and skipped a meeting to do so here. You know, his constituents, if you are in the House of Representatives or in Congress, your goal, your focus is your constituents in your state. It's not other countries. It's not other states. It's none of those things are any of your business. Well, he had to travel to the Ukraine and met with Zelensky. Now, remember, we know it's pretty obvious that the Democrats are obviously the deep state and the bad guys. But we have to keep our pulse on the bad guys that are part of the Republicans as well. Dan Crenshaw, I have no idea why he would have taken this move and done this. It serves no purpose. But this is what we have to focus on. Now, we also had the school shooting. This was back, once again, Texas, Uvalde, May 24th. You know, we even had, you know, after you, we know when some of the fake school shootings are organized or orchestrated events. And when I say fake, I'm talking orchestrated events. The shootings themselves may be real. People may have certainly died. I don't know if that's true or not, but we had Meghan Markle come for a photo op. Meghan Markle, and, you know, dressed up at the scene, and a photo op is her, you know, grieving at the scene of the school. Now, these are not normal things that happen in a normal murder case, murder scene like this. These are all orchestrated types of things. Now, they also came out and said that the Robb Elementary School has campus security, and the campus security engaged the shooter. This was came out on the 24th. Well, the 25th, they came out the very next day and says, no, that's false. They did not engage. The campus security wasn't even there. They did not engage the shooter. So you start seeing these inconsistencies. Remember the very first news release after the shooting? Guess who came forward? It was Connecticut Congressman Chris Murphy. Happens to be in the Sandy Hook district. Well, cue him on up. It's your time to shine. He says, I'm begging for gun control. I'll beg if I have to on my hands and knees for gun reform. Made that statement on May 24th. The very same day, the very first press release that came out is looking for gun reform. Now, we know that's what's behind this. It's all Second Amendment push, all these shootings and whatnot. Now, we found out that the shooter was an 18-year-old shooter, unemployed, living with his grandparents. But yet he had two AR rifles, and a $70,000 F-250 pickup truck that was new. So you have to look for inconsistencies in cases like this where things just don't make sense. If he's unemployed, how would he get his hands on these things? Very strange. ABC News was very first to report also the very same day. The image of Romas came out. Salvador Romas. Well, the picture looks like he's white. But the photo originally of him is Latino or Hispanic descent. He's a darker-skinned individual. Why did ABC News feel the need to make him look more white and alter his photo? Kind of like the old O.J. Simpson on Time magazine. The cover of has a devilish look to him when that all came out about the shooting of Nicole Simpson. Those are altered photos. Their job as a journalist is not to alter photos at all. Why is specifically they're making him look like he's white? Now, he's also transgender. And the key of all things is we have an active shooter drill the day before. It's just too many things. I'm going to cover more of the Uvalde shooter shooting case here in the next episode, but this is just the things that stand out. Now, local folks, right away, they were pleading with Matthew McConaughey to return and be an activist for gun control because that's his hometown. Well, that's very interesting. shooting happened in the hometown of Matthew McConaughey. Now they want him to come back and be an activist for gun control. And guess what happens? Certainly enough, a Mr. Matthew McConaughey appears and starts talking about gun control on national television. Well, those familiar with the case say this looks like an actor that looks like him, appears to be him. But those closest say that was not Matthew McConaughey at all. So once again, we're watching a movie with all these things going on. It's hard to believe what's true, what's not true. We know that this was an orchestrated event. I'm not to say kids were killed or not. I don't believe the children were killed that were claimed to have been killed. But we'll get into that in another episode. Now, during all this, May 25th, the next day after the Texas shooter, we get a coup that takes place in Pakistan. That's pretty big news. But did anyone hear about that news, a coup taking place in Pakistan? That's a pretty powerful statement taking place. But once again, the news at the end of May was all about the school shooting. That's all. It overtook everything. Now we get word that possibility of up to 6,000 refugees from the Ukraine are coming to the United States. Once again, I'm not sure why refugees from the Ukraine would be coming to the U.S., but the leading states where they're going to put them all is Montana, Missouri, and Tennessee. These three states are going to get a total of 6,000 immigrants, or refugees, sorry, from the Ukraine. I'm not sure if the Ukraine event is even real as far as what we're hearing versus what's in the news as far as this large-scale war effort that's been going on and all these refugees. I'm not sure why we are involved, and I'm certainly not sure or don't agree with why refugees would be coming here to the U.S. Now, if you've been following the Sussman case, Michael Sussman, he did on the stand here. Now, this was a couple weeks back. Agent Grasso said that the person who brought him the Alpha Bank data, remember, this is the FISA surveillance. This was the Trump collusion with Russia that has all been come out now. It's all been faked. The Steele dossier, all that's fake. That's what the Sussman trial is all about. How it all, they made it look like Hillary Clinton, made it look like Bill Clinton. I mean, Trump was tied to the Alpha Bank, which is a connection to Russia. Well, Agent Grasso says the person who brought the data for him, as far as the Alpha Bank data, was Rodney Jaffe. Jaffe stated, this came out on the Sussman case on May 26th at the end of May. Rodney Jaffe insisted that he stay anonymous. So Rodney Jaffe, who's another bad guy in this case and who's in the indictment in this whole lawsuit that Trump has, a counter lawsuit filed against all these bad apples that put together the Steele dossier, the Alpha Bank, and everything else on Trump that all turned out to be false, said, here's the data on Alpha Bank. Use this. He gave it to Agent Grasso. Use this. This shows that Trump is connected with Alpha Bank and is colluding with the Russians. But he goes, by the way, keep my name out of it. Don't use my name. Remember, Rodney Jaffe, he planted that information. That was bogus information to begin with. And then this came out in the Michael Sussman case. Ilhan Omar, like I said, Minnesota, congresswoman from Minnesota, now is being blamed for the following types of fraud: immigration fraud, tax fraud, student loan fraud, marriage fraud, and several others. So this came out, I think it was May 27th, and I don't think this is ever leading news in the national news. Now, I'm in Minnesota. I don't hear any of this. But she's up on all these fraud charges, and these are actual cases. This is not propaganda to make her look bad. When they say that she married her brother to gain access to the country with a visa, she did. This has already been long understood several years ago. But she's now connected to student loan fraud, tax fraud, and immigration fraud. And this is a representative from the state of Minnesota. Wow. It's too much. Now in Texas, let's skip down to Texas. George P. Bush, son of Jeb Bush, lost in the attorney general primary there in Texas. He's running. He's part of that the Jeb Bush family. All the Bushes in my book are bad and bad eggs, starting with George W. and H.W. They all, Prescott, everybody, that whole line of the Bush family are some bad eggs. Now, this one tries to get in to the attorney general, but loses in the primary, winning only 5 of the 254 counties in the state. He only won 5 counties of the 254, so he lost in the primary very embarrassingly, bowed out of that race. He's now done. Now, May 28th, 2021, a listener brought to my attention that it marked the 1-year anniversary of the CDC director, saying vaccinated folks cannot carry the virus. The 1-year anniversary. So we're past the 1-year anniversary of them saying, if you have been vaccinated, you will not and have not and are not carrying the COVID virus. You do not have it. Well, as we found out here just a couple days ago, now Dr. Fauci himself has contracted COVID. And I think he's had about 1 or 2 vaccinations and about 3 boosters. So you do carry this. The vaccinations does nothing. So remember, and this is the kind of things that Dr. Scott Jensen from Minnesota is focusing on his stand. Now, the problem is on his platform, the problem is he's running for governor in the state of Minnesota, but most of the people he's preaching to are not awake. They don't know this. They think that he is a fraud and a conspiracy theorist. Very similar to fellow Minnesotan Mike Lindell, who's also very good, national treasure, a national hero. But the locals here in the state of Minnesota think he's a lunatic conspiracy theorist. They're just not awake. Oh, it's too much. It's too much, I tell you. Now, also May 28th, Ashley Hayes, age 47, was found drowned in the Arkansas River with an extension cord tied to her ankles and connected to a concrete block. Ashley Hayes. Well, we know it wasn't suicide. 47-year-old healthy person found drowned in the Arkansas River. Extension cord tied to her ankles, and that was connected to a concrete block. So this came out May 28th. This did not make big, big news. Now, only months ago, she was seen visiting with Mark Middleton, and both were trying to expose the Clinton and Epstein crimes. Middleton, mind you, was found murdered in early May, hanging from a tree with a similar extension cord. But he also had a shotgun blast to the chest. So, Middleton goes down, trying to expose the Clinton-Epstein crimes. Now, he's found speaking with Ashley Hayes a few months later. She's now found drowned in the Arkansas River. Now, I don't think this is making any news. I haven't seen this on mainstream news at all. This is huge. Now, there's a good video floating around on Twitter. It's only 90 seconds long. I don't have a link for it now, but I was watching. Someone went onto Twitter and turned on their recorder and started clicking on the Joe Biden followers on Twitter. Clicked on one and drilled down, and the person had no followers and no one following them. Then clicked to another one and drilled down further and found out every person that's person clicked on that went to Joe Biden, he just randomly selected Joe Biden followers on the Joe Biden Twitter account, and all of them were bots, basically, or fake accounts. Any follower of Biden, he spent 90 seconds doing this and put the photo out there on Twitter. Biden, I can't believe, has any Twitter followers at all. I just can't, I don't understand how that would even be after all this has come out. And so go ahead, try that yourself. Click on the followers and see how many are actual real people or not. Now, speaking of Twitter, Elon Musk, remember, he put the bid in for Twitter, and it's going to take about 6 months to make this whole thing happen. Still has not happened. There's been data issues. So Elon Musk has said that 5 to 10% of the Twitter accounts are bots, much like that story about Biden These are fake accounts. They're set up as fake accounts. People are running them. People are managing them. They're not real people making these posts. He now says that the number is more because he's been pushing for weeks to try to get data from Twitter about how many are bots, how many are fake, what the real percentages are, and he's not hearing anything back. Elon Musk is on the verge of pulling out of the Twitter deal. Very, very interesting. So that purchase of Twitter possibly could fall through. Yeah. Very interesting. Now, May 31st, last day of May, the Michael Sussman case, the Michael Sussman was found not guilty on those charges. Now, this is something bigger in scope. Michael Sussman, for all that he's done, was obviously guilty, along with the other defendant was Kevin Kleinsmith on another case and Igor Danchenko. Those are the three of the Durham indictments so far. Sussman gets let go. Kleinsmith is found guilty, and now they got the Danchenko case coming up next. Now, this is very interesting. Very interesting. The how could he ever be found not guilty on all of these things? So that is very, we got a corrupt DOJ. That's the basic stance here is that everyone, Supreme Court, the justices, not a handful, all nine are corrupt. May 29th, Kevin Spacey is to face formal extradition for his sexual assault charges. He is currently in the UK. And I don't think that made much news. I don't remember seeing anything about that. Also the same day, authorities in Texas find 70 missing children in Texas. 70, that's 70. Now that, I thought, would have been made front page news. 70 missing children. And I'm guessing, without having to delve too far into it, that this is not just random missing children. This is all sex trafficking, child trafficking, getting them into the sex trade. That's why they've gone missing. Can't believe they're just regular missing kids, but the goal, it should be front page news, and 70, the amount of 70 is huge, tremendous. Now, Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, was arrested May 27th, Napa County, California, for a DUI. Now, that did make some news. But on June 6th, the charges were dropped. So once again, we get it almost, it's more than just a feeling of not being fair, but how can this even possibly be? Well, it is what it is. Now, Kid Rock made a quote saying that he said on, he made the quote, F Joy Behar and F Oprah Winfrey. Well, Tucker Carlson had him on the Fox show the next day and says, you know, do you want to talk about that? And, you know, do you want to recant that statement? That's a pretty strong statement. And Kid Rock says, no, I will not. I refuse to apologize. My statement holds true. If you want to look that up, this took place back on June 8th. Kid Rock and Joy Behar, yes, another deep state. Oprah Winfrey, one of the deepest of the deep states herself. But the general consensus is folks love her. Women especially love Oprah Winfrey. She goes very deep in all of these things. Now, in New Jersey, votes came out looking at irregularities in the 2020 election in New Jersey, the state of New Jersey. 8,239 voters registered between 2 and 6 times. So you're supposed to vote, you're supposed to register to vote one time. They've counted 8,200 of them that voted between 2 and 6 times to register, not to vote, but registered to vote between 2 and 6 times. Only change was a small change in their name, a small name change. So when they look at the data and go through with it, they go through the people with the same or similar names. Then they see how often they registered, and it should be once. And so they pull out the ones that have registered more than once, and they see a whole tracking of folks changing a very small piece of their name and then registering again, hoping it gets through. And so they found 8,239 of those. Now, 33,000 were pulled aside. 33,500 voters in New Jersey don't have valid date of birth. So technically, that is also an invalid or an incorrect vote registration. You don't have a valid date of birth. Now, if I'm going to be a devil's advocate here and say that maybe this is false information, maybe it's propaganda. I don't know. It could be. But 33,000, I think if you're setting up illegal votes or illegal names, which they use, you'd have to make sure that the database date of births are correct. You wouldn't have that so obvious thing missing on the data. You would be sure that at least was right. So I can't believe that these are fake. But 33,572 voters in New Jersey don't have valid date of births. Maybe a listener could provide more information on that. I'm not quite sure. But once again, it's proving that the voter rolls themselves are not accurate. The voter rolls are not correct. You shouldn't have any of these issues on there. The Tampa Bay Rays, Major League Baseball. Tampa Bay Rays were not comfortable. Several players not wearing the Pride logos on their uniforms. Five guys on the Tampa Bay Rays says, no thanks, I'll just wear the regular uniform. I'm not going to wear the rainbow color flag on the TB logo for the Tampa Bay Rays on my cap. So this is what we're facing now with the LBGT for an entire month. Everything's pushing on this. You know, currently in baseball, they'll wear a bright pink. They'll use bats and batting gloves, bright pink for Mother's Day. You know, that's just one day. Father's Day, they'll have a different thing. For a holiday, they'll do something different. But now you start interjecting these full month events like LBGT, and it's shoved down people's throats. Now you got to wear a pride cap. You know, it can be at least an option, but you start forcing these guys to do it, they're not going to do it. Brett Kavanaugh was in the news, Supreme Court Justice, on an assassinated attempt. A 26-year-old man was arrested on an assassination attempt of Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court judge. Very interesting. Harvey Weinstein's in the news again. He lost his appeal on a rape conviction on June 2nd. Harvey Weinstein, this guy is still in the news. He should have been put away long ago. News on Kyle Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse files lawsuits against Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and multiple various media outlets for how he was treated in his court case. Treated on social media. We found out later that these were all lies. All this stuff that was made up, bogus, about Kyle Rittenhouse. It turns out he ended up being the good guy in that case and was not some monster like they made it to be out to be. So he has got this lawsuit now that's going up against these players. Now, the biggest news that I've got, the final thing I've got here for today, is coming up June 21st, next week, June 21st, the U.S. is going to begin COVID vaccination rollouts for children under age 5. Yes, I said under age 5. So we had it, the whole big rollout for the adults. And several months later, they started rolling it out for kids age 5 to 17. And you knew what was going to be next was under 5. Now the time has come. It is, they're going to be vaccinating these kids. And someone on the room here on the chat did mention that this should not be classified as a vaccine. A vaccine infers immunity. That's 100% correct. I myself would not be against the COVID vax if they called it a shot, the flu shot, a COVID shot, something to reduce the symptoms if it was actually legit and would reduce the symptoms. They're calling this a vaccine, which means it's going to go away and you take the shot, which means you'll never, ever get COVID again. Now they're changing the definition that this vaccine is, COVID's going to be around. It's going to be the new normal. That to me is not a vaccine. The word vaccine should not even be used in that case. So that is the first thing wrong with this, but they've set that up to begin with to get everyone the shot, as they started calling it a pandemic, an emergency, and all of these scary things that put fear into the mind of the unsuspecting public. Now, we know there's no fear of the COVID in the first place to begin with something that has a 99.7% survival rate. I don't particularly see a need to get a shot at all. Remember, COVID's not going to kill you. It's those who have adverse reactions to it, have underlying symptoms, they have pre-existing conditions. Those are the people it impacts. But remember, this is all part of this depopulation. They're hoping for these people to die off. They went after the nursing homes first, the senior citizens, and those with pre-existing conditions, put them on ventilators, and they promptly all died. That was their goal. And then when this doesn't happen now, they're going to go to the five-year-olds up to age 17. Remember now, it's also causing sterilization. And so we're going to see birth counts go way down in the upcoming years as well between men and women who get the vaccine shot, the sterilization. They're going to become sterile. No way to reproduce. Another back end approach, the end around approach for those who want depopulation. They don't care about killing off the existing people. We want to also prevent births in the future. So they're doing all these things. And now you start vaccinating these kids that are under age five. All I can say is please don't do it. Don't fall for the trick. Here at Truth Premium, we have Truth Premium now on our website. For only $1.99 per month, you'll see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat $1.99 in support of the truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Remember also to check out all of our articles and content at Eternal Affairs Media, all one word, .com. Eternal Media has some exciting news. Every patriot knows who Mike Lindell is. He's been courageous in his fight to bring transparency to election fraud in this 2020 election. Our exciting news is this. We've partnered with Mike Lindell's MyPillow, and if you use promo code ETERNAL, E-T-E-R-N-A-L, at MyPillow.com, you'll receive up to 66% off. Support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL today. I'll give a shout-out to our donations. In the month of June, one-time donations, Reverend Dave, Lisa, Andy. Truth Premium subscribers include Linda, David, Bruce, Dean, Charlotte, Diana, Pamela, and Patreons Alicia and Dan. Once again, get this information out there, share it, and have a great week. Today is June 17th. My name is Dan Hennen. Thanks for listening.